Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Rabbi Maroni Miraz, Yichli Nishmas, Maros Esther Bas, Rishmo Ros Chana, Rosh Hagan, 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 Rambam Hilchot Melachim. We've already been Zoichem Mamish. Sinuflos Mitoras Hashem. We've learned most of the first four prakim. And we had many, many shiurim on the Rambam Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. Ukeet Anachom Mitkadmim B'siyata Deshmaya. With Simcha Gdola Ala Osher Vala Schut. Sheesh Lanu Lilmod Divrei Rambam Be'iyun Amok. Al pi Torat Moreinu Rabbeinu Hakohen Hagadol Zecher Tzadik Levracha Hakohen Reb David Halacha Bet Rambam Kotev Milchemet Mitzvah Eino Tzarich Litol Barishut Beit Din. If you fight with Milchemet Mitzvah, you don't have to take Rishus Beis Din. Elo Yotze Me'atzmo B'chol Eis. You can go out on his own at all times. That's to referring here to the king. And Halacha Aleph, the Rambam is talking about a king. So if the king wants to fight a Milchemes Mitzvah, which the Rambam defined already as being Milchemes Amalek, Milchemes Sheva Amimin, Ezras Yisrael Miyad Atzar Shebo Aleihem. Ze Kfar Balacha Aleph. אז אם אדם, אם המלך רוצה לצאת למלחמת מצווה, אז לא צריך לבקר לתור רשוס בייס דין. הוא יכול לצאת מעצמו בכל עיס, whenever he wants, וכויפה הום לא צייס. And he can compel, coerce, the nation to go out to this war. אבל מלחמת הרשוס אינו מוציא הום בו, אלא על פי בייס דין של 71. מלחמת רשוס, you need a בייס דין. What type of Beis Din? A Beis Din of 71. So in Pashtus, Bisman Hazeh, we have no Milchemes Mitzvahs and we have no Milchemes Rishusis. We have no Milchemes Mitzvahs because there's no king. There's a famous tshuva of Maran Rav Zatzal where he says that now it's in the hands of the people, they're instead of a king. And we certainly don't have a Sanhedrin, so there's no Milchemes Rishus. Milchemes Rishus needs 71. Mitivrei Rambam. שלא כתב במלחמת רשוס אלא 71. In other words, the Rambam here says that for a Milchemes Rishus all you need is 71, the Rishus of 71, the Beis Din. But he doesn't say that you have to ask the Urim V'tumim, as is Pashtus Divrei HaGemore in Sanhedrin 16a. They learn from the Beis Din with the Pasuk Achrei Achitofel Beno ben Yoyada, Bev Yasser, Achitofel, Zayoy, etc. Beno ben Yoyada, Ze Sanhedrin. Ev Yasser, Elu Urim Vitumim. Ev Yasser, our coin represents the Urim Vitumim. So that means you have to ask, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, you have to ask the Urim Vitumim. And the Rambam omits that. Just like we have in this Pasuk Beis Din. Huadin, we have in this pasuk Urim Vitumim. As Lama Ramam Lola Mad Mize Urim Vitumim. Tmiya Gdola. As Kanaresh Das Ramam Gidas Rashi. Rashi Kotev Bibroches Bedav Gimel Amud Beis that asking the Urim Vitumim is if they will be successful. That's why they're asking the Urim Vitumim. They're not asking the Urim V'tumim because there's a Zad Din that you have to ask the Urim V'tumim. They're asking the Urim V'tumim because they want to know, is this going to be a successful war effort or not a successful war effort? And the Urim V'tumim, no. Ask your nose because your nose knows. Ask the Urim V'tumim, L'havdi Alafa Fevtals. Ask the Urim V'tumim. The Urim V'tumim, no. That's why the Rambam doesn't pass, and you have to ask the Urim V'tumim. Because Lav Dina Kama, ואחר שואלים אם יצליחו. Are they going to be successful? אלו כמו שכוסה בגמורה שם גם כן שאלה באחי סויפר שאין ולא לידע איזה דרך ילכו ואיך יציבו מצב ומשחית ותכסיסי מערב מלחמה כמו שכתב רשי שם. It's the same word that they ask אחי סויפר. They take Eitza from Achitofel. What's the Eitza they're taking from Achitofel? What's the Eizo Aderech Yelchu? It's a Lashon Rashi. Which way they should go? Veich Yetzivu Matzav? How they should stand up their, make their siege? Umashchis, destroy, V'tachsisei Marav Mochama, and how to make an ambush? They call today Torat HaLechima. In modern Hebrew, a lot of things are Torat. They have Torat Darwin. Somehow Darwin became Torah. Lahavdil. So that's the word over here that we're talking about advice. It's good advice to ask Achitofel and to ask the Urim and Tumim. It's not a chiyuv. Vayim b'tshuvas harashba b'chelek aleph b'simen mem ches. Who also says this? However, Tosis in Shavuos 15a, Dibur Maaseh Hashem Osifin, learned the Pshitus that it's Li'ikuva, that asking the Urim and Tumim is Li'ikuva, it's critical. Just like the Beis Din of 71, Rabbeinu Yonah Sanhedrin 20b asks, why does the Mishnah say that you're only Motzim Lechemes Rishus Abi Urim V'Tumim? He brings the Sugya in Sanhedrin 16, that you learn Urim V'Tumim, he gets two Teirutzim. Either we're only talking about Dinei Sanhedrin, and therefore it doesn't say anything about Urim V'Tumim, or because there were no Urim V'Tumim B'Bayis Sheni, and therefore it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. For from his kasha, we see that he holds that it's Likuva. Otherwise, why should it be in the Mishnah? And also, what's the teretz of Bayis Sheni? So if it's Likuva. And for that reason, l'chora, there's no Mechemes Rishus in Bayis Sheni. So that's the teretz of Bayis Sheni. The lack of Urim V'Tumim B'Bayis Sheni, and therefore, the Ran is understanding that's Likuva, and there's no Mechemes Rishus in Bayis Sheni because there's no Urim V'Tumim. And Taka in the Sefer Chemdes Yisrael, Ba'ois Tzadi Hei, Umevi Be'met Raya Sheino Likuva, Sherei B'Bayis Sheni Lo Haya Klal Urim V'Tumim, as we see in the Gemara in Yumen, Chof Aleph Amud Beis 21b, there's no Urim V'Tumim Bayis Sheni. And Mimela, in Bayis Sheni, there was no Melchemes Rishus. Meshechachma Parshas Pinchas writes, even Bayis Rishon, after Zmanu Shel David, they didn't ask the Urim V'Tumim, they didn't ask from the Urim V'Tumim. Ayin Sham, Meshechachma Parshas Pinchas. He says they didn't have in the base of Mikdash a Kohen Gadol Hamadaber Baruch HaKodesh. So, we have to understand the Rabbeinu Yonah. Because the pashtus of Rabbeinu Yonah is that he asks the Kasha. And the Kasha is, where was the Urim V'Tumim in the Mishnah? How can the Mishnah doesn't mention the Urim V'Tumim? And his second teretz is in other words, he's assuming that it's La'at Likuva. That's why it should be in the Mishnah. And his answer is, yeah, there are no Urim V'Tumim in Bayis Sheni. So Mashmaos is not like the Chemdes Yisrael writes that in Bayis Sheni we didn't have a Melchemes Rishus because there was no Urim V'Tumim. So Mashmah, there's no Urim V'Tumim in Bayis Sheni, and therefore you don't need Urim V'Tumim. But if it's Likuva, then you do need Urim V'Tumim. It's hard to understand. Now, the Mashmos is that in the Kachi he's holding Ur Metumim Arli Kuva. And in the Teretz, it's not Machma that he was Chozer Bo. It's Machma that's still Likuva, but there was no Ur Metumim in Bayis Sheni. So if it's Likuva, so how are they waging war in Bayis Sheni? What's his Teretz? And you can't say that Urim Batumim is Ma'akev, but that's only when there is Urim Batumim. But if there's no Urim Batumim, it's not Ma'akev when it's Batal. Because we see Lahedji in the Sugi in Shavua 16, that you don't require Urim Batumim to be Makadesh the Mikdash. That if you would require, excuse me, Urim Batumim to be Makadesh the Mikdash, to sanctify the Beis HaMikdash, would be Likuva. And it would also be Likuva and Bayis Sheni when there are no Urim Batumim. Look there in the Sugya. So, Maishna Mulchemes Rishus. How can you say by Mulchemes Rishus that even though it's Likuva like we're holding in the Kasha, but since we don't have it in Bayis Sheni, it's not Likuva anymore? If we don't have it, then you can't fight Mulchemes Rishus. It's mashma in Rabbi Yonah and I like that. It's mashma to Likuva, but since we don't have it by Sheni, it's not necessary. But you see in the Sugya in Sanhedrin Aleph and Shavuot, it's not like that. You see that if you require Urim Batumim L'Kiddush HaMikdash, it would be Likuva even by Sheni. See here also, mashma L'Chemes Rishus, that we don't have Urim Batumim, and therefore, it's not necessary. But it's Likuva. It is necessary. Who cares that we don't have Urim Batumim? You need us. You should be able to fight on Mechemes Rishus. With Das Rashi Asmo, we have to understand. Rashi writes in Avodah Zarah 20b, that the chisaron in kibush yachid is that it wasn't al pi adibu. Tosis there writes chaf aleph amid aleph dibur maskel kibush. Kavanah she lo haya Hashem urim v'tumim. The chisaron in kibush yachid was that it wasn't done with urim v'tumim. That's why it's called a kibush yachid. And if it's only in order to know if they're going to be matzliach and not meikar adin, why is that a chisaron molchem asuria? It's not Meikar Adin. So it's a stira in Rashi. Rashi writes in Baruchas that it's not, that it's just Lodasim Yatzlichu. It's not Ma'akev. It's not critical. So if it's not critical, then why does it make it only a Kibush Yachid if you don't have Urim Batumim? You just don't know if they're going to be successful or not. What's the Chisaron Melchem Surya? And we say that there's no Urim Batumim in Zma. It's just to see if they're going to be Matzliach. We also have to understand Pashas HaPasik, Pashas Pinchas. 27:21. That you should stand in front of Elazar HaKohen and ask him about, and ask the Urim Batumim. And this is going. And what it says earlier, Rashi Yotzim Rashi Avim, that he's going on Melchama, like Rashi explains there. So it's Mashim and Pashas HaPsukim that you have to ask the Urim Batumim. And so is Lehedya in the Palestinian Talmud in Tractate Sanhedrin 2:5 that we bring on the Mishnah of Motzi L'Melchemes Rishus Al Pi Beis Din Shel Shivim Ve'Echad from the Pasuk of Al Pi V'Yetzi Al Pi V'Yavo. It's based on the Sanhedrin. Based on the Urim Batumim. They need the Urim Batumim just like you need the Sanhedrin. That's the pasuk. Ulufnei Elazar Hakohen Yamod Vishalo B'Mishpat Urim Lufnei Hashem Al Piv Yetzu V'Al Piv Yavo. Based on him, based on Elazar Hakohen with the Urim. So you see that just like the Sanhedrin is Likuva, so too the Urim Litumer are Likuva. גם הרמב״ם עצמו בספר המצוות בסוף שורש י"א כותב וידוע שהמלחמה לכבישת עיירות לא יהיו אלא במלך ובעצת סנהדרי גדולה וכהן גדול כמו שנאמר ולפני אלעזר הכהן יעמוד. סיסיפן רמב״ם When they're waging a war you need a מלך, סנהדרין and the כהן גדול and he brings the פסוק זה משמע ליקובה. And that's also the Rambam here, who doesn't mention the Urim Vitumim. So we have a Stira on the Rambam. So we have to understand Rashi, a Stira on Rashi, and Brachos Mashem is not Makiv. And Abay Dezalot Mashem is Makiv. So I told him to keep a Shiochi without a... Without the Urim Vitumim. We have to understand the Abay Yoyna. What's his kashi? What's his teretz? And the kashi assumes that it's ma'akev. So how come it helps in the teretz that they don't have an abayi sheni to still be ma'akev? We have the Yerushalmi, it's ledger, it's ma'akev, based on the psukim, pashtus of psukim, it's ma'akev. So how could there be a tzad, it's not ma'akev? We have the Rambam, say, for a mitzvah, it's ma'akev, in the Shoroshim, Shorosh Yudal. And here we have, it's not ma'akev. Now, the Sugya in Sanhedrin, there 16a, it says in the Mishnah that you're only motzei milchemes reshus al pi beizin shel shivim ve'echod, v'agmara dana b'makor la'alacha zo, omeret ha'agmara minayin nili, amar Rabbi Abahu, y'amar kara, v'lefnei Elazar ha'kohen ya'amod. In front of Elazar ha'kohen, you should stand, Yeshua should stand, v'sha'al lo, Elazar, y'sha'al avuho, במשפט האורים לפני השם, what the Urim Vitumim say. על פיו יצאו ועל פיו יבואו. Based on him they should come and go. Who וכל בני ישראל יתו וכל העדה. All the Jews. To that it says in the פסוק הוא זק לגמור איזה מלך. שראה הפסוק מדבר על יהושע, and יהושע is considered a king. Rashi, Yuma 73b, the Urim Vitumim, who? See also the Rashbam in Bava Basra 75a, Oilam, Oila, Rama Malachim 1:3, and we discussed this at length with Siyat Dishmaya in our Hilchos Malachim Shiurim. So who meant Yahushua ze Melech? V'chol b'nei Yisrael ito ze Mashiach Mulchama. That's the Mashiach Mulchama that the Jews go out with him to war. He speaks to the nation, Tvarim 24:2-4, because you're anointing with the Shem HaMishcha, if it's called Mashiach Mulchama. He makes the proclamations before the war, speaks to the people. So that's V'chol B'nei Yisrael Ita, V'chol Ha'ed is this Sanhedrin. So you see that the Melachim is Sanhedrin before you go out to war. Shevelet HaGmara, lo, ma piton? Ma piton V'chol Ha'ed is this Sanhedrin she... יש לי מלך בסנהדרין לפני שיוצאים למלחמה. ודילמה לסנהדרין, הוא תקאמר לו רחמנא דרשאל ובורים ותומים. ושמא, מה שהזכירה התורה סנהדרין בפסוק זה, maybe, when the pasuk says Sanhedrin, that's because the Sanhedrin is coming to ask the אורים ותומים. והיינו, שמנתה התורה בפסוק זה, את אלו, שהכהן גדול שואל עבורם באורים ותומים, ולמדה התורה שהסנהדרין רשאים לשאול. Torah is enumerating the people who the כהן גדול is asking the Urim ותומים on their behalf. And that includes the Sanhedrin and the Melech and the Mashiach Mulchama. Not anybody else. You don't have to take over shus from the Sanhedrin before you go out to war. Now, we want to bring the raya to the Mishnah. Who says you need to ask the Sanhedrin? Maybe the Sanhedrin is just talking about they come and ask Ibn Bitumi. Lashon Rashi, Divo Amaskel V'Dilma, so exciting to read Rashi HaKadosh. Hadik Amatkel Kob Sanhedrin Gedol Mishim Shel Asurim V'Tumim Hu Asalash. Who? Asalash Min Ad Nishal Sanhedrin Gurum V'Tumim. That wasn't a good pause, but the point is Rashi's saying that the Pasuk mentions Sanhedrin Gedol is because of Shel Asurim V'Tumim. It's coming to teach us that the Sanhedrin has the Asurim V'Tumim. But to go to war, you don't need the Shus of the Sanhedrin. In the Gedolim Hashas, there he writes to be Ma'ayin in Yuma 73b, and he says that it's a mitzvah to be Miyashif. And what he means is, that we see there in the Sugya, when it says in the Mishnah, Ein Shal Al HaMelech Ula, Abed Mal Mishnah Sibra Tzarech Lo, Amar Rebbe Abba Adar Mokab Lifnei, Who's the Melech? Oh, Yisrael Ito, Zem Hashem Bukha Mokhala, It is the Sanhedrin. So Rebbe Avo himself learns from this Pasuk that it's talking about asking the Urim Tumim. Another two brings the Raya over here on Rabbi Abo. He wants to bring a Raya here that you have to ask the Sanhedrin before you go to war. But the self-same Rabbi Abo in Maseches Yuma says that the Gemara is doch over here. And when it says Sanhedrin, it means the Sanhedrin asks the Urim Tumim. Not that you have to ask the Sanhedrin before you go to war. But the Sanhedrin asks the Urim Tumim. So how does Rabbi Abo bring a raya for the din of Sanhedrin ben Muhammad that you have to ask the Sanhedrin before you go to war? When he himself holds in Yuma, like the Gemara's doch over here, like the Gemara rejects over here, and says that you don't have to ask the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin asks the Urim Tumim. Who tame a rapsa?
Das ist doch eine große Kasche.
And I will direct you to the Torah Tamima in Parashas Pinchas,
what he writes over there in Os Mem Aleph.
As I said before, it's the Gilion Hashas, and the Gilion Hashas al Gilion. In the Maseres Hashas, in my Gemara, it's in Osvov. You might get more bays, I ain't shown this for the Yashiv. So, as we'd like to understand, is this Ma'akev, this asking the Urim V'Tumim? And we also want to understand the Stichah and Rabbi Abo, who here brings a raya that you have to ask the Sanhedrin, and there in Yuma, he learns not like he learns over here. So there he learns that it's talking about the Sanhedrin asking Urim V'Tumim. So Moreh and Aboisai, we have our work cut out for us. And the plan is that if God gives us health and life, and Ali get the Zachin, we will be Zoche Mitz Hashem. Please God to continue. And we will see in the flows. Mitoras Hashem. Kedar Kenu Barachava. And please stay tuned. It's going to be totally awesome. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. The net, we shall